الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله، أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانًا وأفصحها بيانًا، فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده، خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق، أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجلي، وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون، اتقوا الله وأطيعوه، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. أو مسلم، الحمد لله that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us with health, providing us with everything that we need and we ask for. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making you not to sleep hungry. If you look around the world today, and you will find how many people are dying from hunger, how many people are dying from thirstiness, how many people are dying from different diseases, we must say Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbi Shukran. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has honored us with and what He gave us. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, he used to wrap his stomach with stone because of hunger, not to feel the hunger. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arda, all of you know that famous story that when he being Khalifa of Muslims, when he was giving bay'ah that he is Amir al-Mu'mineen, he used to go at night in different districts of the city to check who is in need. And one day, he passing by a place, a house, and he was hearing the children crying, asking the mother for food. And he was listening to the conversation going around, and she was telling them, wait until the food is cooked. And she was cooking something on fire. And the children, after passing some hours, and Sayyidina Umar standing there and hearing, he didn't hear any more noise. The children slept without eating. He knocked at the door. He asked the lady, why you didn't feed them? She said, wallahi, she didn't know that he is Sayyidina Umar. We don't have anything at home to feed the children. And he said, what were you cooking? She said, I was putting stones in the water and boiling it for the children to think that I am cooking something in order that they will sleep. He went, he carried provisions and came, and his helper said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I will carry. He said, no, you cannot carry my responsibility and my sins in the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me what I have done in my life taking care of my people. He carried and went to the that lady's house, and he gave her the food there, the provisions, for at least 1 month of provisions. O Muslims, we are alhamdulillah, with Allah's grace, with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah has sent him mercy to humanity, with that love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is providing us, is giving us, is honoring us. Look today, how many people are waiting for help, and how many people are suffering from not getting help. And that's why we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to remember that Allah said in Holy Quran that if you worship me, if you be sincere, if you be on the right path, I will provide you. Don't worry about provision. The problem is that Muslims today are not relying on what Allah has said in Holy Quran. He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ أَوْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. He said, I created ins and jinn to worship me. I don't want them to think about their provisions. If they are really worshiping me, I will send to them. I will provide them. From nowhere, Allah will send. And Allah is sending. If there are people suffering, the responsibility will come on that leaders, on the leaders of these countries that making their people suffering. It's not because Allah is not sending. Allah is sending. And those who are suffering and dying, you think Allah will send them where? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arhamur rahimin. He will send them to paradise. But those tyrants, who are leaders of the Muslims today, they are going to suffer. And that's why don't be a leader. It's better to be not be a leader than to be a leader. Because if you are a leader, you are responsible. If you are not a leader, there is no responsibility. Those who are running to be leaders around the world, they are going to be responsible. Even prophets, in the judgment day, all of their people, nations, communities, they are going to run to them. And they are not going to find a way to come out of the resurrection day, the judgment day, to be questioned, prophets and their nations. And that's why they come to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is mentioned in the hadith. That everyone will be from Adam alayhi salam up to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad said, Adam wa man dunahu tahta liwa'i yawm al-qiyamah. Adam and whoever under Adam is under my flag in the judgment day. Prophets, as is mentioned in the hadith of Prophet, they go, all prophets, they go to, everyone goes to his, all the nations go to their prophets. The people of Sayyidina Nuh, they go to Nuh. The people of Sayyidina Ibrahim, they go to Ibrahim. The people of Sayyidina Musa, they go to Musa alayhi salam. The people of Sayyidina Isa, they go to Sayyidina Isa. And in between, whatever people there are and whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them, they are alayhi salam, they are going to go to their prophets. And all of them, they say, we have nothing to offer. Let us go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us go to the master that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the seals of messengers. Asking for forgiveness. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ana laha, ana laha, I am for it. I am for it. with their nations. To Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking his intercession that Allah will give to Prophet in Judgment Day. And Sayyidina Muhammad also standing there in that presence of Allah's divine presence, standing asking, Ya Rabbi. And Allah says, Sal ta'ta ya Muhammad, ask and you will be given. And Prophet asked, and Allah gives. That is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between prophets, and these prophets in front of Sayyidina Muhammad, they are needing his help. What do you think about tyrants? If prophets with their nations needs to go to the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these prophets are all prophets, are ma'soom. They are protected. They have no sins. Even if they did something, they are still prophets. They go to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where these tyrants are going to go? These leaders. That's why it's better to be away, not to be a leader. Better to be a sheep. No responsibility. The shepherd is responsible. Because today you cannot change anything anymore. As Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. If someone sees something wrong, everything is wrong today. Let him try to change it with his hand. Means when you see something bad, you move it. If you cannot, change it with your tongue, try to speak. If you cannot, changing through your heart by saying, Ya Rabbi, you know better. You change it. We cannot do anything. These are tyrants. Prophet ﷺ came with rahmah, came with mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you mercy to humanity. These leaders are tyrants to humanity. May Allah bring them back to their normal minds. For this ummah to come strong. When they are heedless, when they are ignorant of what the people needs, they are in problem. The people are in problem. The Muslims are in problem. We are unhappy, we are not on battle, but still we are down, we are not up. And when we are unhappy, we have to be up. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ وَإِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, Haq is coming. Haq came and battle left, went. Today we are seeing that Allah is saying to Prophet ﷺ, say, Haq came. Haq means Islam. Islam came. Inna dina inda Allah in Islam. Deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Islam means salam. Greetings. Islam means taslim, submission. That is Islam. Islam is not anything other than to be submitting to your Lord. Submit yourself first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is to clean up yourself before trying to clean others. Are we perfect? No. Are we sinner? Yes. Then you must keep your head into sajda. As Adam did when he committed the sin, he's a prophet. He ate from the tree that Allah said, don't eat. He ate. He kept in sajda for 40 years. Crying until Allah said, Ya Adam, enough. If Adam went into Sajda 40 years for disobeying, how many years we need to make Sajda by disobeying? If Sayyidina Adam prophet 40 years, me us might be 4 million years. And how many times we are disobeying? How many times we are not accepting what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa'i min ba'di," and the sunnah of my khalifa. You follow my way and the way of my khalifa after. Follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means follow the way that Prophet put for us. We follow one day, we don't follow the other day. Or we follow one step and we don't follow the other steps. We are like a, what you call that person who moves like that, crippled. We are crippled. Even we are crippled, Allah Ghafur Rahim. Don't worry. But Allah say, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, because by reminding, it will get benefit to people. Although we are crippled, never mind. Move crippled, Allah will accept. But ask forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us and inspire us to repent in every moment in our life, in order that He will be happy with us. And you ask Him that we are weak servant. We are trying what we can. And you are Al-Azim. You are the greatest. You are the strongest. You are the majest. You are the creator. We are servant. Servant to creator are nothing. So Ya Rabbi, since we are nothing, don't judge us on nothing. Since we are nothing, as if we are nothing, we don't exist. Judge us as if we are nothing. And everyone will go to paradise safe. May Allah forgive us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فضلا المستغفرين استغفر الله. People put conferences, they put seminars, they put workshops. But what's the benefit? There is no benefit if we do not. They bring speakers from all around the world, give some speeches. It goes from this ear and left the other ear. They spend money for what? If there is no teacher, like someone handicapped, there are schools specialized in handicap to train them with different kind of therapy in order to establish them at least to walk and move and think a little bit. We are handicapped. Give us teacher that we can understand and they observe on us daily in order to guide us, in order to see what is the problem in every one of us and correct it. That is the meaning of a teacher that is needed. That's the meaning of a guide. If there is no teacher, how you are going to learn? Imam Malik had 900 teachers. In school, you are studying, you have hundreds of teachers till you reach PhD. And Islam, you don't need teacher. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is so deep, that is so profound. And we say we don't need teacher, we need lecturer. A lecturer is going to a lecture going out from the door. He doesn't see you anymore.
in your life.
What you are going to do?
But teacher is important in people's life. That teacher guide them. Look at them. Like a shepherd looking at his sheep. They are getting sick, fix them. Wolves are coming or foxes, he protect them. How many foxes and wolves are coming after us from Shayateen? We don't know that. The shepherd knows that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us a shepherd.
Amen.
Heavenly shepherd. Inspire us to be guided. Through the guidance of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. To follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we love him, really we follow his way. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه، فقال عز وجل مقائلا مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الناهي أمته عن دار الجحيم، مفخر العرب والعجم، مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد. يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكافرين. إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي